Alright crops, today we're going to be learning about the different types of crops. So the big puffy white clouds that you see in the sky are called cumulus clouds. So next time you're outside and you look up and you see a bunch of white stuff in the sky, be like, damn, that's a lot of cumulus clouds. Sorry for the start of class. But the big, scary, get the fuck out of my neighborhood clouds are called the come on my nipples clouds. Come in my bus clouds. Come on my nimbus. Come on my nimbus clouds are the scary ones that can kill you. An airplane cannot fly through the come on my nimbus clouds because it will fuck up that airplane and it'll go missing just like the Malaysia Airlines flight. R.I.P. my cousins. But fun fact, crafts, it's named after the very famous explorer, Christopher come on my nimbus, who discovered America.
Are you talking about Christopher Columbus? Because he didn't discover any clouds. Are you saying cumulonimbus?
I'm saying it right. Come on my nipples.
Don't threaten me with a good time, teach.
Hey, ladies, what do you think this cloud's called?
Wow, it looks like a PJ Nimbus cloud.
It looks like a Crenshaw Nimbus cloud.
Alright.
It looks like a Parrot Jambies Nimbus Crenshaw cloud.
Okay, a little sloppy, but alright. How about this one?
Oh, it looks like the coolest dude in school cloud.
Alright, crowd, so the next cloud is the Circumcisionless cloud. What the fuck? Peter, are you vaping in class? Give it to me right now!
What are you talking about, Teach? I wasn't vaping.
Then what is that?
Oh, this is just my phone.
Then why was it smoking?
Well, I got it from Israel, you know, because they did that thing with the pagers.
Okay, and what's that thing on the top of it?
Oh, that's the antenna so I can make calls. I chew on it sometimes when I'm nervous.
Okay, then why does the side of it say 30,000 puffs?
Oh, well, it tracks how many Reese's Puffs I've eaten. It's like a Fitbit, but just for Reese's Puffs.
Okay, so it's not a vape.
No, it's totally not a vape, bro. Vapes are for losers.
Okay, put your phone away, and if I see it again, I'm gonna take it.
Okay. Ooh, that was a close one, ladies. I gotta hit this shit.
Oh, sorry for the interruption, class. But if I catch you vaping in class, you will be expelled from school! Now back to the clouds! The next cloud is the circumcisionist cloud.
Vaping, what's that?
It's like an electronic cigarette.
Aren't cigarettes bad for you?
Yeah.
Don't they give you cancer?
Yeah.
Don't they make your lungs black?
Yeah.
But it also gives you the ability to talk like Terminator in 20 years.
Oh, I can sound like a Terminator?
Yeah, sick.
How?
Well, it gives you throat cancer, so you have to use a little machine to talk.
But it also makes you famous. You could be on a commercial talking about how much you hate your life.
Oh, I want to be in a commercial.
And it makes you feel good, too.
But Penelope, you vape?
Yeah, ever since PJ gave me his old vape, I haven't been able to stop.
Well, how does it make you feel?
It makes you feel really good until you stop, and then you get a headache, and you get angry, and you start shaking, but then you hit it again, and everything's okay.
Well, I don't feel like that right now. I feel good.
That's because you haven't started vaping yet, Junior.
What made you start?
Well, all the cool kids are doing it, so I thought, why not?
I want to be cool.
Junior, please don't start doing that.
Oh, you really think I want to start vaping just to be cool? You really think I'm just going to do it? Thank you. You think I'm going to start doing it just because everyone else is doing it? You're so lame. Oh my god, this is crack. It tastes like watermelon. No, strawberry. Strawberry watermelon. It's like breathing in oxygen that's flavored. Oh my god, this is amazing. Look, I'm like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Okay, Junior, give it back.
No, I'm not giving it back. I'm a train. Choo-choo.
Oh, dude, he's off the deep end.
All right, class, the next cloud is the strap-on coming all of us cloud. What the? Junior, bring me that vape right now!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better choo-choo your ass up there, boy.
Junior, you lost me my vape.
Wow, Junior, cancer and expelled is crazy.
Oh.
Give it up, chick! Tastes like shit! You wanna get cancer for shit?
I'm sorry!
Huh?
I'm sorry!
Alright, class, new lesson for today. We're gonna go over why vaping is bad for you. And to help me do that, I'm gonna get a police officer. Junior, go back to your seat. You'll get expelled later.
Aww.
Ooh, they're calling the cops, dude. They're gonna take you to pound me in the ass prison.
Ooh, I'll take the fall for you, Junior.
I hope it's not my dad.
Hey, everybody. I am Officer Brooklyn T. Guy. Hey, Penelope. Now, I heard there are a couple smokers in here, huh? A couple grease monkeys. I think that's what that means. That might mean a mechanic. But I heard some people in here were smoking cigarettes. And you don't want to do that, because smoking is bad. Now, I know you've seen people in movies doing it, and they look really cool. That's why I did it when I was your age. But then, I saw this picture. Huh? Look at this. These are the lungs of somebody who's never smoked, and these are the lungs of somebody who smoked one cigarette one time. So if you've already smoked, your lungs already look like this. So you might as well just keep doing it. I mean, you shouldn't keep doing it because they might heal. I mean, if they look like that, they're probably not gonna heal. But, you know, you don't want to make it any worse, you know? And you might get jaw cancer and throat cancer. And then we got to cut off your jaw and your throat, and you're just going to have, like, a hole in your neck where your tongue sticks out, you know? You might end up looking like that lady in SpongeBob who was like, I always hated chocolate. And you're going to sound like that, too. You're going to sound like Jeffy's mom, huh? Because Jeffy's mom was a smoker, and you know what happened? I shot her to death! That's not why I shot her, but I should have, because she was a terrible person. Smoking leads to bad things, is what I'm saying, okay? My mom smokes, and you know what? My mom is the perfect person to talk to you kids about smoking.
Oh, God, he's bringing my grandma?
All right, Brookie, what the hell you got me up here doing?
Well, some of the kids in this class have been smoking cigarettes, so I just figured you could tell them... Well, just tell them about yourself. I think that'll be enough. All right, class, I'm sorry to say this is my mother.
Hey, everyone, my name's Barbara, but you can call me Babs. And one time I got butt in the twice in one day for a pack of Marlboro Blacks Unfiltered. Back then, I was a two-pack-a-day gal, working my way all the way up to 8 packs, and then now I'm back down to 12.
Well, Mom, why don't you tell everybody what it's like when you breathe?
Well, I can't wait for the day I stop. You know, that cigarette hitting my lips is like a lifeline. You know, I inhale, and I pray that I go home. You give me that and a good dick, and I'm solid.
Okay, well, I think maybe it was a mistake bringing you in front of the kids, but does anybody have any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Can you please take Grandma home? You're embarrassing me!
That's a good idea.
Oh, hey, Penelope! Hey, you hitting that shit too? Listen, if you start smoking, don't touch any of Grandma's, because I'm counting mines!
Mom, maybe you should just go home.
You too, Dad.
Well, no, hold on, Penelope. I still gotta finish the lesson, okay? So nobody should smoke unless you want to end up like my mom. And believe me, nobody wants that, okay? You're gonna have all kinds of health problems, your teeth are gonna turn yellow, you're gonna get cancer. None of it's good, okay? So just do what the board says, and do not vape. What the fuck is vape?
Electronic cigarettes.
What, electronic? They can do that now? What is it, like an app on your phone? This is what it is? What the fuck? Okay, do I smoke this? Huh. That is fucking delicious. Are you kidding me? What, this is bad for you? What? I mean, don't do it, obviously, but goddamn, I get it. Okay, I'm gonna bring this back to the police station to investigate.
Oh, great. Now my dad's addicted to vaping.
I am addicted too, but we don't have a vape.
Because you lost mine.
I'm sorry.
No, excuse me, sir.
What is it, Officer Guy?
Well, apparently the kids are doing this new thing called vaping. It's kind of like an electric cigarette.
An electric cigarette? What kind of liberal pussy shit is that? They should smoke cigarettes like a real man.
Let me see that.
Holy Jesus, that's delicious.
Yeah, I know, sir. It really is.
And this is bad for you?
Yeah, apparently it causes cancer.
Now, what doesn't these days?
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Simmons, we're just vaping. You want to try?
Should I?
Well, it does cause cancer.
Okay. Who knew cancer would taste so good?
Yeah, it really does. So, I guess we should probably get kids to stop doing this, huh?
Yeah, I guess if it's bad for them, we probably should.
But how are we going to do that, sir? They don't care that it causes cancer. They just keep doing it. So, what do we do to get them to stop vaping?
I suppose you could put a bomb in one of those things. Then when somebody tries to smoke it, it'll blow their face off. That'll really scare the shit out of the rest of them. Then no one's gonna vape after that.
Oh, good thinking, sir. Hey, Simmons. No, Simmons, I want you to put a bomb in this.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
Well, good thinking, sir. Once they see one of their classmates today, they're definitely not gonna vape after that.
Here you go, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Simmons.
No, mate! The bomb!
Oh, right, the bomb, of course. Sorry, silly me. All right, I'm gonna go take this to the school. Wait, hey, no, come on, sir.
All right, class, so I was doing some research on the long-term effects of vaping, and this is a picture of healthy lungs that have never vaped before. And over here is a picture of lungs that have vaped, also known as popcorn lung. So apparently what happens is if you vape and then you eat popcorn, it gets stuck in your lungs. So if you're gonna vape, don't eat popcorn.
Hey, everybody. I'm back from the police station. So we called Harvard, and they said that vaping can cause cancer. But then I said, kids don't get scared by cancer. So then they said, who cares? They might as well just do it anyway. So who wants to vape, huh? It's freshly charged. You'll be cool. Anybody want
to
vape?
Ooh, I want to.
Okay, here, catch. Holy fuck! I thought he had to smoke it first. I mean, look how dangerous they are. You see that? It just blew up when he touched it. That can happen. You know, imagine getting cancer and it also just explodes when you touch it. That's fucking crazy, right? I imagine you get cancer and you lose your face. It's like smoking a firework. You can't smoke a firework. It just blows up right in your face. So that's fucked up, right? Nobody wants to vape after that. Because I know I'm pretty fucking traumatized by what I just witnessed.
I don't want this vape anymore. Here.
Ah, I don't want this fucking thing. Get away from me. You saw that other one explode. I don't want anything to do with that. Imagine you're smoking it and boom, it just blows up right in your face. That's fucked up. I don't want to deal with that, okay? I want nothing to do with that. You guys should not vape because it's super dangerous, okay? Don't vape. Don't smoke. Just eat fucking ice cream. Ice cream doesn't explode. Ice cream doesn't give you cancer. Just eat ice cream.
Ice cream makes you fat, Dad.
I don't care. I'd rather be 300 pounds, sit on my couch watching TV than get cancer and my face explode and all that bullshit. No, fuck that. I don't want that. Fuck it. I mean, it's up to you, but fuck no.
Well, I sure learned my lesson. I'm never gonna vape ever again.
Yeah, you hear that, Junior? I hope you learned your lesson, too. I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Ronald, thanks for coming to the meeting. Sorry I'm late. Ronald? Ronald?
I swear I paid it! Oh, hey, Steve. Sorry, I thought you were the pimp I owed money to.
No, it's just me.
Okay, so what do you want?
Well, I just wanted to let you know the Minecraft movie's coming out this weekend.
All right, and you're telling me this because you want to take me on a date to the Minecraft movie? Is that right? You want to buy a large popcorn and stick your little Steve pecker through it? That way when Ronald goes and grabs a bite of popcorn, instead he grabs a whole handful of Steve dick? Is that right, Steve?
No, Ronald.
Because I'm down. I mean, as long as you threw it back. I'll get my bag of gummy worms, and I'll stick my gummy worm through it. And then, when you reach and grab a handful of gummy worms, instead you'll grab a handful of Ronald's gummy worm. It's gonna get weird, Steve. It's gonna get real weird.
No, Ronald, it's a kid's movie.
Okay, Pee-wee Herman! I didn't know we were doing it in the movie! You're a freak! I thought we were doing it afterwards in the car! Let's go.
No, Ronald. I just mean we should make a Minecraft Happy Meal.
You know what? I like that, Steve. I like that way better than the gay shit you were talking about earlier. Because our box is already shaped like the Minecraft block. It's genius, Steve. Let's do it.
Okay, well, that's the problem, Ronald. See, Minecraft wants to have an auction to see who gets the rights to use the Minecraft meal.
An auction? With who? Because I don't see anyone else that can do it right besides me, Steve.
Oh, there's Wendy's and the Burger King.
Wendy's? They're still in business? I thought they went under after the whole, the boob sponge meal thing. You remember that, Steve? Because I do. And Burger King? Burger King! They use rat ankles in the food, Steve! All the food is just mashed up, deep-fried rat ankles!
Look, I know, Ronald, but I think they're still gonna want to have an auction.
All right, Steve. You convinced me. We're gonna have an auction. Let me pull out my checkbook. I don't have a checkbook, Steve! I only deal with cash!
Well, I think we're gonna win the auction.
Oh, we're gonna win, Steve. If everyone wants to see me whip it out on stage, I will. You want to see me whip it out, Steve?
Don't grab it.
It's heavy. I'm a shoulder. Ronald, oh, shit, it's my back. No, it's got me. It's got me, Steve. Oh, Ronald, shit. Please. You know what sucks, Steve? The fact that I gotta have bodybuilders to give me a hand job. Gotta call them up, and not even the girls. The guys, the big-ass dudes have to give me handy, Steve. I'm talking like Larry Wheels. God! It's not going. I'll have to show you some other time. I'll call up my bodybuilder buddy.
Okay, Ronald, let's just go to the auction.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I want to do that thing you wanted me to do for you.
Okay, let's just go.
So what I was thinking, because of our square burgers, it could be the Minecraft burger because of the square patties.
That is a good idea. I was thinking we could have a creeper whopper that's green, and we would have a creeper face on the bun.
Oh my god, that's genius.
What's up, pussies? Damn, when did you gain weight? When you see that? Been eating too many of your own damn frosties.
Spin, Ronald, spin.
Yeah. So, you guys ready to lose? Hey, may the best man win. Ooh, look at that, bro.
Ronald, you smell like piss.
Yeah, that's because I rubbed your food all over my body before I came here. Hey, Wendy.
Ugh.
What you been up to? Hey, what number you get? 48? What the hell old you are? Hey, don't do it, though.
Hey,
what number you get? 71? That's how many customers you get in a year? I got 23. Oh, Michael Jordan never lost. Hey, when we get this auction started, I'm ready to paddle these bitches.
Hello and welcome to Who Gets to Make a Minecraft Movie Meal Auction. We'll start the bidding off at $100,000.
$115,000.
$120,000.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know we were bidding with our piggy banks. $2 million!
Ronald, that's not how bidding works.
Oh, yeah, you're right, I'm sorry, I misspoke. $5 million!
Why would you outbid yourself?
Cause I got it like that, sweetheart! But you know what? I'll drop out. As long as you show me a tits, and you show me a dick, too. You show me a tits, and you show me a dick, and I'll drop out and you guys can fight with your pennies.
$10 million.
What, you got that? Are you dreaming? Are you asleep? Wake up, dreamy boy!
$20 million.
$20 million? Are you guys combining your annual net worth? I'll play along. $100 million.
I'm out.
I can't do that. $100 million. Going once.
Call me daddy. Can I speak to my client for one moment? Ronald, $100 million? What the hell are you thinking?
What's the big deal? I got it.
But Ronald, if we spend $100 million on one meal, we're not gonna make any money.
It's not about the money. This is a dick measuring contest. Or tits! This is a dick tit measuring contest. And she thought her tits were longer than my dick. So I had to pull out the tape measure. And I ran out of tape! You know what? $110 million! Just because, what the hell?
$110 million! Sold to Ronald McDonald, who clearly doesn't know how auctions work.
Yes! Yes! Broke boy! Broke bitch! Broke bitch boy!
Ronald, you are a scoundrel and a ragged McMuffin.
Yeah, and what was your old saying when it used to be a wake up with the king? You should be canceled. That's sexual assault! No one consented to that! Yeah, run away! Ha ha, bitch! And what was you saying again? Where's the beep? It's right here, sweetheart. Oh. There's plenty of it. Plenty of it! Invite a friend!
There you go, Ronald. Your $100 million Happy Meal.
Oh, look at that. It's perfect. And it's even got a Minecraft smiley face and shit. I love it, Steve. The kids are gonna love this. You did a great job. They can hear it now. Them going up to their mothers and bitching. Mommy, give me the Minecraft Happy Meal.
But, Ronald, in order to make any money off this, we're going to have to charge a ton for these.
I don't care, Steve. Charge like $100 or something.
Nobody's going to pay $100 for a Happy Meal.
Yes, they will. It's Minecraft. $200.
Ronald, look how shitty the toy is.
That's not shitty. That's Minecraft. $300.
Ronald, that's outrageous.
Okay, $400.
Ronald, that's the price of a PlayStation.
I don't give a shit, Steve. $500. Go sell my shit.
Okay, I'm going to go sell it, because every time I speak, you raise the price.
$1,000.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
I'm going to cut down this tree.
Cody, what are you doing?
I'm playing Minecraft on my phone. Did you guys know you can play Minecraft on your phone now? It's crazy.
What? You're still playing Minecraft? That game's over 10 years old, Cody.
Yeah, dude. Get a life. Go touch some grass or something.
Okay, I'll touch grass in Minecraft. Touch.
You're so lame, Cody.
Well, Junior, what can I say? I like to mine. I like to craft. This is the best of both worlds. It's Minecraft. I'm crafted up.
All right, well, while you're playing that lame game, we're going to watch TV.
Yeah.
Breaking news, McKay! McDonald's is releasing a Minecraft Happy Meal, and it costs $1,000, causing major outrage because no one can afford it.
Holy fucking shit! A Minecraft Happy Meal, and a Minecraft movie, and I'm playing Minecraft on my phone? What kind of world are we living in? Life is great, I like it!
You know what? We need three of those Happy Meals. Let's get Chef Pepperoni to hop in the old automobile and putt-putt up to McDonald's and grab three of them hoes. Four if he fucks with your boy.
You do know they're $1,000 a piece, right?
No, wait a minute. Are you sure it's not $10 and you guys just can't see decimal points?
It was $1,000, right, Joseph?
Hell yeah, expensive-ass Happy Meal, dude.
Oh, huff. Oh, huff. I am miffed. I'm irked, even. I'm Steve Urkel over here, because where do they get off charging $1,000 for a Minecraft Happy Meal? Well, actually, that's fair. It is a Minecraft Happy Meal. But still, I'm a kid. I'm never going to be able to afford that. That's outrageous. Just kidding! That's what would happen in the real world, but luckily this isn't the real world, so guys, we need $1,000.
Okay, well, there's no way for us to get $1,000.
Yeah, unless you want to sell a kidney.
That's a great idea. You know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell a kidney.
Wait, you're not going to sell a kidney for a Happy Meal, Cody.
Call a doctor over here. I'll sell that shit right away.
Okay, I'll call a doctor. You're being serious.
I'm being serious. I'll sell it. I got two of them.
Just for a Happy Meal.
Just for this? It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. It's not just a Happy Meal.
His ass desperate, bro.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor? Yes, doctor. I'd like to donate a kidney. Oh, are you 18? I am not. Okay, well then you can't donate a kidney because you've got to be 18. Actually, you know what? I am 18. Well, you just said you weren't 18. Yeah, I lied, because sometimes I just like to lie for fun. Oh, cool, me too. Why do you want to donate a kidney so bad? Oh, you know, I just need the money. Oh, yeah, I feel you. In this economy, I'd donate both if I wouldn't die. Actually, you know what? This reminds me of a kid I knew in high school who donated a kidney. Let me tell you about him.
So back in high school, there was this kid named Really Wants to Donate One of His Kidneys, Dan. That was his real name. I'm not shitting you. And he really wanted to donate one of his kidneys. He would walk around the halls asking everybody if they needed a kidney. He would even ask the teachers. Every single day, all year long, he would ask everyone if they needed a kidney. He would fall to his knees in the cafeteria and scream, "Get this fucking kidney out of me!" So then, one day, this girl named Really Needs a Kidney Transplant, Riley, transferred to our school. And she really needed a kidney transplant. So it was the best day ever for Dan. But then, it turned out Dan and Riley weren't a match, so they couldn't do the transplant, and Riley died. But then, Dan ended up giving one of his kidneys to our English teacher, Miss Can't Stop Drinking Alcohol Catherine. But then she died of liver failure.
Wow, doctor, those people had some crazy names. Yeah, the town I grew up in really wanted everybody's name to be unique. No two people had the same name. Well, except for the two kids both named has the same name as the other kid, Tyler. But we didn't really know what else to call them, so their name made sense. But it did get really confusing during roll call. Well, I still want to donate a kidney. Okay, well, I can give you $25,000 per kidney, so that's $50,000 for your life, so that's how much that's worth. I think I'll just donate the one kidney. $25,000 gets me a lot of Happy Meals.
It gets you 25 of them.
Wait, what?
He wants to donate his kidney so he can get a $1,000 Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's the dumbest shit ever.
Wait, you want to donate a kidney for a Happy Meal? Well, not just any Happy Meal. It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. Oh, I'm not judging. I've seen people donate kidneys for some pretty crazy stuff. Like this one guy, he wanted to donate a kidney so he could afford the surgery to donate a kidney. I mean, it worked out for him. I just didn't understand it. Well, anyway, I'll go get the scalpel.
Okay, I want to do it with my mouth so I feel like a shark that eats kidneys.
Is this going to hurt?
Well, yeah, it's going to hurt. I'm not using anesthesia.
Junior, can you hold my hand?
Ew, no, that's gay.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, fuck, Junior. Oh, fuck, that hurts so fucking bad. Oh, I regret every minute of this. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not worth a fucking Happy Meal. Fuck this. Fuck this. There you go. All done. Wait, that's my kidney? Yep, that's it. Wow, that was really quick and I didn't feel a thing.
Well, I've definitely heard that before. Here's your money.
Oh, thanks, doctor. Wow, you're really good at that.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard that. But I have done a lot of kidney transplants. Actually, every time I do an operation on somebody, I just swap kidneys out with the patient. People think they're going in to get their tonsils removed, but nope. I just take their kidneys out and pop mine in there. I always get a fresh pair of kidneys. I swap them out like shoes or batteries. Anyway, let's just take that. Have fun!
Okay, guys, we got the money. It's Happy Meal time, bitches! Tick, 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 boom! That's right, I spent the thowie. Now this creeper's about to go kablowie.
Wait, Cody, where's our Happy Meal?
You guys really think I'm gonna spend my kidney money on you guys when you guys said the meal was lame?
I mean, it is lame, dude.
Well, that's why you don't get to eat it. Let's see how the other half lives. Ooh, let's see what a $1,000 chicken nugget tastes like. Oh my god. I feel like Mark Zuckerberg, or maybe Mark Cuban, or another very rich Mark. That is a normal McDonald's chicken nugget. But they didn't advertise how good the food was. No, it's all about the toy. That's all anybody cares about. It's just this. Yeah, look at, fuck yeah. Look at that. Fucking yeah, that's a llama, I think. Fuck yeah, I love that. That's so fucking cool. Yeah, I don't regret that at all. That's badass. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello, you're interrupting a $1,000 meal. Oh, Cody, it's terrible. Mommy? Oh, Cody, I've just been diagnosed with kidney failure. And if I don't get a new kidney, I'm gonna die. Can Dad do it?
Hell nah, boy. You know I need my kidneys. I'm so sad. Because, Cody, you know black people and white people kidneys are totally different. Black people kidneys are 3 times as big and veinier.
It's true, Cody. And it's true about the kidneys, too. So I'm gonna need one of your kidneys. Oh, I actually can't spare a kidney right now. Cody, do you want your mother to die?
Yeah, give your mama a damn kidney, boy. You don't need yours.
Who was that, Cody?
Don't worry about it. Fuck yeah! Oh, that llama, though. Fuck, so fucking cool. You know, when my mom dies of kidney failure, I'm gonna look at that and just say, fuck yeah.
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't
know, dude. I'm bored.
Oh, we haven't played board games in a while. I could go grab a few new ones.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go pick some new board games. That'd be so fun.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, guys. Our first game is Fainting Goats.
Why is this game called Fainting Goats?
Well, apparently you yell moo at the goats to make them faint.
You yell moo at a goat?
That's what the kid in the picture's doing.
Dude, goats don't moo. They go baaah.
Yeah, you're right. But apparently whoever made this game thinks they say moo.
Well, even that goat has cow spots.
Yeah, you're right. I think they kind of wanted to make a game about cows.
Then why didn't they call it Fainting Cows and use cows?
I don't know. It's not like the animal matters.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they couldn't get the rights to use a cow.
They couldn't get the rights to cows? You don't have to get the rights to cows.
Well, maybe your mom didn't answer the phone.
Can we just focus on the game, please?
Okay, Cody, how do you play the game?
Okay, so first you have to draw a card, and that tells you what noise you gotta make. So I have to say blub blub to make the goats faint. What the fuck are we even doing here?
Come on, Cody, show us how to play.
Okay, so you press this button. Well, okay, first you have to turn it on.
You didn't turn it on!
It is on, I guess it just, whatever, okay? So you press this button, okay? And then this tells you how loud you have to say blub blub. So I have to say blub blub really fucking loud to make these goats faint.
Okay, do it.
We'll get to it.
Blub blub!
See, I did it.
Whoa!
Dude.
Oh my God, you're really good at saying blah blah.
Hell yeah,
dude. Okay, I'm gonna draw the next card. It's my turn. Okay, my sound is choo choo like a train. Oh, like Thomas, I'm so gonna do this.
Oh yeah, this is perfect for you, dude.
All right, Cody, how loud do I have to say choo choo?
Let's see.
Hopefully really loud. I can scream that shit.
That's pretty quiet, Junior.
What, trains aren't quiet?
Well, that's what you gotta do.
Okay, fine, I'll try.
Okay, you ready?
Choo choo!
What the hell was that? Dude, quiet, you dumbass!
There's no such thing as a quiet train, Joseph!
Well, it said quiet, that's the game, idiot!
That was the quietest train I think I could ever have done!
What?!
No, you gotta do it way quieter than that,
Joseph. Alright, Joseph, you fucking tried. You think
you're watch this, idiot! No. Come on!
Yeah, yeah, because there's no such thing as a quiet train as a trick card.
But it was quieter than yours!
Okay, your turn, Jeffy. Nope.
Yeah, see, there's no such thing as a quiet train, God, I'm telling you.
Guys, watch, I can do this.
Choo-choo. Yeah. No way.
Oh, bullshit!
Yeah, what's this game?
This game is bullshit. There's no such thing as a quiet train, and there's just no way.
I definitely won the first time, I don't care.
Yeah, there's just
I
no...
got it. I won.
No, you don't even know anything about trains, Cody. Okay, if you know everything about trains, then what year was Thomas Hankin invented?
1936.
Nope.
Wait, you know?
No, I don't either, but I just know that's not it.
Okay, fuck off! Okay, guys, so this next game is Moo Moo Achoo, an actual cow-based game.
Wait, why is this not called Moo Moo Go-Choo?
I don't
know. Because now it's a cow game, so it should be good. It's actually, hold on to my joke, this is not funny, let me start.
Okay.
It should be called Ba-Ba-Achoo. Because the last one was fainting goats, and it said moo, so this should make goat sounds, and then not moo.
You're right, it should. I'm gonna read the instructions now. So what you wanna do is draw a card, and if you wanna get as many clovers as possible, but when you get a dandelion, you have to press the button on top of her head, and if she sighs, you get to keep the card, and if she does a little sneeze, you have to get rid of the card, and if she farts, Moo Moo sneezed so hard she tooted. So then you gotta take the poop token, I'm assuming this is the poop token, and then if you end the game with the poop token, you lose 2 clover points. And the game is over when she does a big sneeze.
Moo got a big ass nose.
Yeah.
She does. I mean, is this sculpted off your mom, Cody?
Okay. let's just start. Okay.
Yeah. Alright, so let's how do we play?
I gotta turn on Moo Moo, hold on.
You know how to turn on your mom?
Okay.
You finger her butt.
God damn it, Junior.
Freak at mom.
Play with her udders.
Okay.
Her big long nipples.
The instructions say whoever saw a cow most recently starts first.
Well,
yeah, you just got back from your house.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first then. Fuck you guys.
She even got a
okay. I got 2 clover points, but I gotta press the button. Okay.
When's she gonna shit her pants?
not yet. Okay, I get to keep this card though, so somebody else go.
Okay, so now what?
I'm gonna go.
What do you got?
I got a clover and a thing.
You gotta press it. Hold on, I got it. You get to keep it.
Darn, I wonder if shit.
What did that happen?
She was threatening to sneeze, but she didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right, Joseph, you draw.
I got you.
So what is it saying?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
All right, she's just singing it. Yeah.
Tell your mom to hush, Cody. We're in the middle of the game.
All right, press the button.
Press the button. No sneeze.
Auntie shit! She fucking shit! Oh, I think she shit!
She needs some moo moo Metamucil. Joseph, you get the shit card.
Yeah, nah, shit card. That's some bullshit.
Cody's mom's showing your face.
She dookied.
Freaky mom.
Okay,
your turn, Junior.
Can you someone draw the card for her? Why did she do that?
Oh. She said ew.
You don't have to press the button.
Why? Because you didn't get one of those.
You didn't get a dandelion.
All right. Well, that's fucking gay.
Well, that's part of the rule. I'm sorry.
No, all right. Well, let me see if I get to press the button.
It's my turn.
Yes.
I kind of knew she was going to sneeze because the song started.
Yeah, but nothing came out. But
yeah, it's, I think you have...
She's congested.
All right, Joseph, your turn. Your turn, Joseph.
All right.
I want her to diarrhea.
You don't have to press it either.
Well, what is this game?
I'm sorry, this is how it works.
All right, my turn.
Okay, I feel like I should have gotten a turn by now, but...
Oh, press the button, press the button, press the button.
Got it. Yeah. Whoop.
Just a little bit of snot came out.
I guess that was a sneeze. Okay.
All right. Whose turn is it?
Well, mine. Okay.
Wait, you get to press it 3 times.
No, I only have to press it once because I got 1 dandelion.
Oh. Okay, press it.
Oh, she's shit! You made her shit! You made your mom shit!
I didn't make it. It's not my mom!
Yes, she is.
I need the poop card.
Oh, there you go. She's a good boy.
When did it spit out bubbles?
I'm gonna go again.
Okay. Nope, nothing.
She sighed.
Yeah.
Does she ever?
Maybe she's all out of shit.
Does she ever blow bubbles? She shit more than bubbles came out.
That's somebody's card. I'll press it again. I saw 1 bubble.
I don't know if the game's over or not.
I feel like I saw 1 bubble. It's over.
Did you set the game up right, Cody?
I think I did. I poured the Moo Moo juice into her butt.
What?
Fuck yeah.
The Moo Moo juice.
Your mom is going wild.
Okay, I'm done playing this. It's not my mom, okay? What, it's not my fucking mom. I don't want to play anymore if you guys are going to say it's my mom.
You brought her here.
Okay, who's picking out these lame-ass games?
I just go and I go to the store and I find...
Guys, them. I could make a better game than these board games we play.
No way you can.
No, these fucking companies can't tell there's a cow and a goat, and then whenever they do make a cow, they make it shit, and there's no bubbles. I've not seen a single bubble come out of her nose.
I think I saw 1.
She's congested.
You know, I need some Moo Moo juice so I can stick it in her pooper.
Oh, you know what, guys? I'm gonna go make my. You know what? I'm gonna write a letter. Shut the. Can you tell her to shut up?
I'll turn her off. Yes. Okay, what were you saying?
Okay. I'm gonna go write a letter to the board game company.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. You know, fuck that. I think we all should make our own board games, and whoever makes the best board game, we can send it in. And if they accept our ideas, then we make better board games than they do.
Oh yeah, I can make the best board game.
Okay, let's do that.
Watch this,
guys. Get in here. Come see the board game I invented.
Junior, this is Connect 4.
Yeah, we played this game before, dude.
No, this is better than Connect 4. This is Connect 2.
What?
That's a short-ass game, dude.
No, no, guys, it's better because Connect 4 takes a long time, but Connect 2 is for people who don't have a lot of time. Look. I'll show you. All right, Cody, you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are so screwed. I win!
But Junior, this is stupid.
But why?
Well, because whoever goes first always wins.
Yeah, it's unblockable, dude. You can't beat that.
Oh, you guys are just sore losers because I'm good at the game. I'm the best guy at Connect 2.
You can't be the best because you're always going to win if you go first.
Oh, listen, the people who buy the game won't know that if they go first, they win.
And then when they find out, they're going to stop playing because they don't want to lose.
Not the person who goes first. He's always going to want to play.
Yeah, and then no one's going to want to play with him.
Okay, what if they flip a coin to see who gets to go first?
Well, then you might as well stop with the coin toss because whoever wins that wins the whole game.
Okay, well, how about this? We'll use this number cube instead of a coin.
It's not a number cube, it's dice.
Well, listen, if I roll 1 through 3, I go first. If you roll 4 through 6, you go first.
That's the same as flipping a coin.
It's not the same as flipping a coin. A coin has 2 sides, a cube has 6 sides.
But if you divide the numbers in half, it's the same as a coin.
There's no half of 6.
3 is half of 6.
Okay, if you have a sandwich, you cut the sandwich in half. That's like a coin, right? Because it's 2 sides, there's 2 pieces of sandwich, right? Okay. So you get a piece, I get a piece. But if we cut a sandwich into 6 pieces, 6 people get a sandwich.
And if we both have 3, then we're both having half.
Well, I won't need 3 pieces of a sandwich because I'm not that hungry.
Junior, your game is stupid.
Okay, listen. Okay, you know what? Let's roll 2 dice, right? Okay, if I roll the 2 dice and I get 1 through 6, I go first. If you roll the 2 dice and you get 6 through 12, you go first.
Junior, it's still half.
Okay, how the fuck is it? That's 12 sides.
But Junior, it doesn't matter.
Okay, how about this? You grab a cube, all for yourself, right? And
dice,
I grab one.
I said it's dice.
Okay, and I'll, whoever rolls the highest number gets to go first.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
I go first.
Ooh,
oh,
you got
that?
Your ass on that one.
Yeah,
okay. Best two out of three. How about no new rule. Best two out of three on the dice roll.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a tie. Okay. That means it's jiggle weather.
What the fuck does that mean? What? Is that a term you made up for your game?
It's jiggle weather. That means.
What does that have to do with the game? I'm lost.
Please explain what the fuck jiggle weather is.
And where do we use this in this game?
Okay, so jiggle weather is, you mix all the pieces together, and then I go first.
Okay, well fuck you.
Yeah, this is rigged.
Your game sucks.
I mean, did you make a better game, Cody?
I actually did, yes. Okay, guys, my game is called Twist'em.
Like the game Twister?
What's that?
The game where you spin and you put your hand on green.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of what you do, but I don't know what you're talking about. You spin this little spinner right here, and then whatever body part it lands on, that's the color you put it on. So let's see. So now, I gotta put my wiener on blue. There you go. Go ahead and spin, Junior.
Okay.
Now you gotta put your face on blue.
Whoa.
I have a preference of which one you pick.
Okay, I'm not playing this game, Cody.
Oh, come on, Joseph, come on, your turn.
No, I'm not playing this gay ass game, dude. Okay. I'll pass.
Okay, fine, I'll spin for Ken. Let's see. Oh, you gotta put your abs on green, Ken. There you go.
Okay.
You sure you guys don't wanna play?
He's clinking, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna respin.
Oh, you gotta put your wiener on blue. We could touch tips.
Jesus.
I'm not doing this. This game, I'm spinning one more time.
Oh, gotta put your face on yellow. Go
pretty,
for it, Junior.
Pretty close to his wiener.
Your face on yellow.
Okay, no, I'm spinning one last time because I don't want any of these.
Gotta put your ass on green.
Okay, I can do that one.
Joseph?
No.
Okay, Ken's turn. Oh, you gotta put his wiener on yellow. Scoot that wiener right over.
All right, Cody, you do.
Okay. Let's see, I gotta put my wiener on red.
Y'all are just wiener hopping, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's what the game's all about.
Okay, well, I don't think this game is good. I think this game is bad. We're not sending this into a game company because they're not gonna pick it.
Well, it's not like you guys have better games.
They're gonna pick Kinect 2 over this.
No, they're not.
Me, I have a pretty good game myself. Watch this. All right, y'all ready to play some Sploot?
Sploot?
Yeah, I play this game all the time. It's very simple. All you need is some popsicle sticks, string, a cup full of ping pong balls, and let me use your dice. So you roll the dice. And whatever it lands on, that's how many popsicle sticks you pick up. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Green equals 1, blue equals 2, yellow equals 3, red equals 4, I think, orange equals 5, and I think that's all the colors.
So if you roll a 6, what happens?
Oh, you lose automatically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so what's the numbers mean?
Oh, that's how many balls you have to pick up in the cup. You can't let the balls fall, or you got to tie your hands up and go in the corner like a bad boy.
Okay.
This sounds really hard.
Oh, it's not that hard. Watch this. Lucky dice. Oh, 3! Okay! Got me the blue one! Oh. Damn! Oh, I gotta tie my hands up. I'm such a bad guy.
I don't want to play this.
You don't like my game?
It seems really difficult.
It's not that difficult. I just don't want to put my ass on your Twister board. That was a loser game.
Oh, come on. That was great.
Hold on, guys. Jeffy's calling for us. Let's go downstairs and see if he created a game.
So, Jeffy, what's the game made?
Whoa! My game is Jeffyopoly!
Well, you made this yourself?
Yep, I drew the pictures all by myself!
I find that very hard to believe. I think a factory in China may have been involved.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, is this based off the game that McDonald's used to have on their cups?
What?
Is this the game that McDonald's used to, like, have on their cups?
You mean Monopoly?
Yeah.
But, I mean, McDonald's didn't invent Monopoly.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They invented cheeseburgers.
They didn't invent cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, so how do you play this game? It's like just like regular McDonald's Monopoly?
Well, it's like regular Monopoly, and I even got you guys' pieces too. So right there is Cody's glasses, there's my helmet, Junior, there's your bib, and then Joseph, there's your basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have our own pieces. That's so cool. Yep, and since it's my game, I automatically get to start with 5 properties. Read it and queef. I have the classroom, I have my bicycle, I have the SML store, I have Goodman's Bank, and I have my skateboard because you can't keep me off that bitch.
Oh, yeah, you're always riding that thing.
You're always riding a skateboard.
Yep, so since it's also my game, I get to go first, too. So, let's see. All right, I got 11. I'll move my piece. 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Summer school. I want to buy it.
Okay, here's your summer school property. That's way more than what it was.
I got it like that, bitch.
Okay, well, it is your game.
All right, my turn. I'm going to roll. Ooh, I got a 6. Okay.
You're not counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got it.
That is Jeffy's pool.
Nope.
I want to buy it.
Do you want piss in it or not?
All right, I just bought Jeffy's pool.
Oh, watch this turn, dude. Oh, 4? That's pussy. 1, 2, 3, 4. What is that? School supplies? I don't care about school, dude.
You have to pay $200.
Oh, bro, it's a conspiracy.
All right, Cody, your turn.
Okay. That's 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7. So could you move me 7, please? I can't reach it.
No. If I have to touch your piece and you lose your turn, it's automatically my turn again.
Okay.
Dang.
Well, that's your game.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to touch your piece, then...
I can't. It's way over there.
All right. 10.
That's doubles. Why don't you go to jail?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Red couch. I want it.
Here's your red couch.
Bread factory, bitch.
I think I'm winning.
So is it my turn again?
Yes.
Where is the dice? Okay.
That was not a good roll.
I got a 7.
Yeah,
shouldn't count as a roll.
And you move Cody's glasses.
What?
Are you going to jail, buddy?
Just pick it up.
I land on clown school. I want to buy it.
Here you go.
All right, Cody, can you grab the money from me?
It's way over there. Again, I can't reach it.
Then I'll just pay later. Oh, okay. Like a credit card.
My roll! Ooh, what's that, 8? Okay, that's way better than 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Foot-long bangers. Sign me up, please.
Okay, let me find that.
Yeah, find it, Cody.
That's, hold on. Got a lot of properties and not very organized. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Bangers.
Yeah, pay for it, dude.
Oh, I gotta pay for real?
Yeah, it's kind of have a game where it's a lot of money involved.
A big time, man. 500.
Okay, that's, again, not what it costs. I think I am winning. I don't know why everybody's paying me.
You should give him change.
Yeah.
Asshole. Yeah.
Look at all the money you have, banker.
There's so much. I don't...
Cody, do your turn.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll pay later. Okay, fine. That's again, I can't reach it.
All right, you do your turn.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want Goodman E. Cheese.
Okay. That's.
And I'll provide the cheddar.
There you go.
Actually, no, I don't feel like paying for this one, so I think I'm going to keep it.
That's fine. I have enough money.
Then it's also his game. He can make
money. Yeah,
that's true. It's got his name on it.
All right, give me that. That's 6. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's 2 threes. That makes 6.
Yeah, boy, genius.
3 is half of 6.
Okay, I see where you're going. Mm-hmm. You're being a smart ass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Which one's that one?
That's military school.
Ooh, I want to buy it.
That's right here. Okay, there you go.
All right, how much was that one?
That one was it's $200.
Okay.
Good enough. All right.
Got it.
I can't grab
it. That's okay. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever paid for anything. So.
I got it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The classroom?
No, it's military.
You owe me a shit. You owe me all your
money. No! That's not how we play.
I like this game. I just won.
No, not really, because I think any meeny miny, I win. So everyone give me all your shit.
That's his game. It's got his name and his face on it.
Yeah, you fuckers lose.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Who's that?
Yeah, dude. Sleep out.
I'll move him.
Damn, that was weird.
Just let him sleep.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, it's summertime. We should do something fun.
Yeah, dude. We spent majority of summer inside. Let's go outside for a change.
Yeah, let's go outside.
Did somebody say outside? Sun's out, buns out. That's what I call my pecs, my buns, because they're so thick they look like an ass on my chest.
Okay, dude. Calm down.
So what do you guys want to do outside?
How about you guys bend over so I can slip and slide?
Whoa, Diddy, chill out.
Oh, I was actually just talking about my slip and slide.
That's called a water slide.
Well, these are usually called slip and slides.
Why are they called slip and slides?
Because you slip and you slide on it.
But why would I want to slip on that? I'll probably break a leg or something.
Yeah, slipping's a bad thing. You slip in a store and you break your back.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. It's a slippery slide.
Okay, what do you do with it?
Well, you put it on the ground and you put water on it and you just slide across it.
Oh, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, guys, we can't play with this. It says ages 5 through 12. We're too old.
What, we're too old?
Yeah, I guess when you turn 13, it's all business. You gotta start paying taxes and get a job and take an anti-depression medicine. No more slipping and sliding for you.
Well, look, can we please just still play with it? It looks like it's so much fun.
But, guys, we'll get in trouble.
No one's gonna see us play with it. If someone sees it, we'll just say it's not ours.
Okay, as long as the cops don't see.
All right, let's play.
Yes. All right, guys, it's all set up. The box says it's 18 feet long, so why don't I just slap my hog down 18 times and see if that's right. Wouldn't want it to be false advertising.
So what are we supposed to do, dude?
Well, you just run and you slide on your belly or your back or whatever.
So, like, you just run and slide on this regular piece of plastic?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be wet first. That's why I got this water bottle. Now I just lube this up nice and wet. There we go.
Oh, since it's watery, you can slip on it.
Ooh, okay. It might work this time.
Okay, guys. Stand back and watch me slide into next week.
Oh, let's watch him.
Ooh!
You okay, Cody?
Yeah, you good, dude?
Ooh, I think I got road rash. I hit a dry spot. I think we're gonna need some more water.
Oh, I got it, dude.
Ooh.
All right, dude, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's much better. That should be enough water now.
Okay, I'm gonna slide next.
Oh, wait, there's a car. We should move.
A car? Do we grab the slip and slide?
Nah, leave it.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a...
What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit! Oh, guys, I'm gonna go check on him. Mister, are you okay?
What the fuck was that?
You ran over our slip and slide in the road.
Why the fuck do you have a slip and slide in the middle of the road?
Because we wanted to slip and slide.
Well, my car doesn't have traction control. God, my fucking neck hurts.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. How old are you?
16.
16? You can't be playing with a slip and slide. You know you can't be older than 12.
We were setting up for my cousin.
All right, you and your friends are under arrest.
Oh, God.
Hold up. I am the Honorable Judge Pullback, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph and Cody, who are being accused of putting a slip and slide in the middle of a road which caused an accident which injured someone. Did you boys really do that?
Don't worry, guys. I got this. Yes, Your Honor, we did it. But check out these pecs.
Pretty nice bod, but I find you guilty of being a hunk, but also guilty of attempted involuntary manslaughter. I sentence the three of you to house arrest for the rest of summer.
House arrest? Whose house?
Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, the orange-haired one. If any of you leave his house for the rest of summer, I will send you to jail for 30 years.
All right, you kids are on house arrest for the rest of the summer. You got those little Apple Air tags on your ankles, so if you go outside, I'll know, and you'll go to jail for 30 years.
What if we try to take them off?
Then you're going to go to jail for 60 years for being a rascal.
Damn, 60 years? We didn't even murder anybody.
You coulda. You almost did. You sure as hell murdered my C4 vertebrae. I could have been paralyzed from the neck down, like my ex-girlfriend, paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. Let me tell you about her. So I was riding dune buggies on the dunes of Las Vegas with my girlfriend paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. She wasn't actually paralyzed yet, but with that name I knew it was coming any day now. But anyway, we came up on this big hill. It was really more like a cliff. And I stopped and she didn't. So then she crashed and we took her to the hospital and she was actually totally fine. But then a stray bullet severed her spinal cord and she was paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah, I just hung out at the hospital for like a week listening to her bitch until I got tired of it. It was just depressing. What the fuck was that? What the hell happened to our animation budget? Well, anyway, you kids made me almost end up like Paula. Oh, paralyzed from the neck down, dick. Can't move your legs and shit. That's funnier when Jeffy does it. Well, anyway, you guys stay here. I'm gonna be watching you.
I can't believe we're on house arrest for the rest of the summer.
I know, dude. You're just starting to go outside.
Well, I don't understand why I have to be under house arrest at your house.
I mean, it's cool with me, dude. He got food in the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, we're on house arrest with our best buds. What more can we ask for?
But I left Ken at home. He's probably all scared and lonely. Who knows what he's doing right now?
What if he's cheating on me?
Or what if he's sitting in the same spot because he's a fucking doll, dude?
He's not a doll, dude. Not a human, dude. Not a human.
All right, guys, calm down. I would leave, but I can't because I'll get arrested. Just shut up. No more arguing. We're on house arrest. We have to get along, guys. I mean, there's not even really anything to do outside this summer. We can just stay inside and play video games.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's probably more fun anyway.
The news!
Breaking news, MK! Disney World is offering free food, free admission, free rides, and more free stuff today only for Florida residents.
Really?
Oh, man. Dude.
Guys, I know you just saw the news. Are you ready to go to Disney World for free, man? I'm talking about for free, man!
yeah. Free rides, free passes, free food! Oh, everything is free! It's on them!
Wait, what's with the long faces? Like, what's wrong? Come on, I know y'all ready to go. What the hell?
We're on house arrest, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? House arrest? For what?
We put a slip and slide in the road, and we hurt a cop, so now we're on house arrest, and we can't leave the house all summer.
You can't go anywhere all summer now? Oh, man, I'm about to enjoy Disney World. Y'all can't even go to the gas station if you want it. You idiots. You fucked it up for yourselves. Oh, man, enjoy this red couch, you dumbasses.
I'm about to go see Mickey. I'm about to see Mickey.
Have fun in this boring-ass house while I'm dancing with Minnie, bitch. Oh, boo-hoo. I see three whiny-ass babies. Wah! Silly, goofy, pussy, boy.
Why is your pee-pee so mean, bro?
He really hurt my feelings.
He's just like that sometimes, guys. I can't believe we're missing out on free Disney World. What do you guys want to do for the rest of the summer?
I don't know, dude. Not see your pee-pee.
What is that music?
You hear that, guys?
Is that the ice cream man?
What? No way!
The ice cream man! Guys, come on!
Dude, I want ice cream!
Ice cream!
You actually thought it was the ice cream man? Nah, it's just me, nigga!
Why is Chef Pee-Pee so mean, bruh?
Yeah, he's green as fuck, Jimmy.
I don't know. So what do you guys want to do?
I don't know.
Someone at the door.
Dude, it's just Chef Pee-Pee fucking with us again.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's go answer it and pull him inside and beat him up.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat him up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello?
Hello! You're on the hit TV show, Walk to the End of Your Driveway and Get $1 million! Well, all you have to do is walk to the end of your driveway and we'll give you $1 million!
Oh, I love this show!
Dude, I never thought they would pick your house!
Oh, it's the easiest game show in the world. They're basically just giving away $1 million!
That's right! All you gotta do is walk to the end of your driveway! What's wrong? You're not going to walk to the end of your driveway?
No.
You don't want $1 million?
We're on house arrest, so we can't leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad. But it sure would make for some good TV if one of you broke your house arrest by walking to the end of your driveway for $1 million.
Bro, it might be worth it. It's $1 million.
You know what? Guys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk the driveway, and I'm going to get $1 million so I can be rich.
Yes.
Why, Junior? You can't spend $1 million if you're in jail.
Well, if you think about it, if I put $1 million in the S&P 500 with an average rate return of 10% compounded annually, with dividends reinvested, after 30 years, I'll have over $17 million.
Wow, Junior, that was really smart.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. Because when I get out when I'm 46, I'll have $17 million, so I'm getting that $1 million.
He's doing it, folks. He's going to get his $1 million.
Yeah, I'm going to get this million.
Not so fast. You're under arrest, kid.
Oh, I gotta go.
No, I got you, fucker.
Let go of me!
Oh, so close, but so not the end of the driveway. You lose!
Oh,
kid, you left your house. That means you're going to jail. Come on!
Stop me from winning $1 million!
All right, since one of you guys left the house, that means you're all going to jail.
Wait, what?
Fucking what? All of us?
Yeah, it's like a corporal punishment thing. So if one of you leaves the house, you all go to jail. Just, you know, to encourage you not to leave the house.
Well, Come on, that's not fair. Please give us another chance.
Yeah,
summer.
We didn't know that. You know, they didn't tell us that if one of us left, we all went to jail.
Right?
Okay. Just because you guys didn't fully understand the rules, I'll give you a pass this one time. But if any one of you leaves the house, you're all going to jail for 30 years.
Okay.
Oh, I should have got $1 million then.
So close, dude.
My phone's ringing.
Hello? Cody, it's time for you to tell your friends goodbye and come home.
It's Monday, boy. You're supposed to be in this house scrubbing the dead callus off your mama's feet.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I can't. Did you just talk back to me, you little fucking pig? No, Mom, I'm not talking back. I'm just telling you what's going on. I literally can't come home. I can't tell you what's happening without saying words. Tyrone, talk to this little white boy before I lose it.
I know damn well you ain't talking back to your mama like that. I raised you better than this, boy.
I'm not talking back. I'm just telling her what's going on.
Oh, look at here. We got a smart ass on our hands. He's trying to talk back to his daddy, too. Oh, boy, I swear to God, you limp dick ass cracker ought to hit your ass with a tape measure.
Please don't.
Oh, now you want a bag? I ought to break your damn doll in half now.
But no, please, not in half. Also, he's not a doll. But please, not in half.
You got 5 minutes to get your ass back in this goddamn house, or he going down the drain.
Tyrone, give me the phone. Cody, you better come back here. I'm going to spray Windex in your eyes, you little fuck. Thank you, Mom. Love you, too. Well, my parents really want me to come back home.
What? You can't leave the house. You can't go home.
That was so ugly,
right? I'm sorry. It's just the... stressed out.
Hurt my phone.
They said really terrible things to me.
So why y'all lasting so sad, huh?
Oh, let me guess, because y'all didn't make it to Disney World with your boy? Look at me, I got my Mickey Mouse ears on. Them bitches hard, ain't it? I know. You wish you were Mickey. You wish you were like me. Hey, Cody, where your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Hell no. Hey, Junior, where's your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Fuck no. Hey, Joseph, where your Mickey Mouse ears? Ah, you ain't got no broke ass boy. I'll throw this damn apple.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
Rise and shine, Karen. It's 6 a.m.
Boy, I'm going back to bed.
Oh, come on, Karen. It's such a nice day outside. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go to IHOP and get some pancakes.
Boy, I told you not to wake me before noon. I need my beauty sleep.
Well, you're not going to look any better after noon. But come on, we got nothing to do today. This is the first time in as long as I can remember I got nothing to do.
Boy, your phone's going off. Check your phone.
What? Oh, that's right. We sent Penelope to a murder island.
Oh, I completely forgot about that, Boynie. Go get your daughter.
Ugh, but I want pancakes.
Boynie, you can get pancakes after you save Penelope.
Nuh-uh, because it's not going to be breakfast then. It's breakfast now.
Boynie, go get your daughter. Go save her before she dies.
Well, I'm going to die if I don't get any pancakes. And besides, I can't go to that island alone.
Well, why don't you call up some of your friends, Boynie?
Oh, so they can go to IHOP with me? Good thinking, Karen.
No, Boynie!
Hi, kids! Likely, likely!
Oh, Dad, I don't want to go to school.
Wake up before I shoot you!
Oh, okay.
That's all you had to say.
So, do we get breakfast?
Who's ready for the first Squid Game?
I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you mean like me and Cody?
No, like the actual cereal.
Nope! Alright, grab a partner and follow me!
I call Cody!
Aww!
Sorry, Timmy, he called dibs on this sweet ass.
What the hell, dude? What about me?
You can be partners with Patrick.
Come on, John, put my hand.
What the fuck?
Hey, Junior, guess what? I'm gonna be partners with Bully, so meh.
I know you'll be partners with your stupid ex. You wrote about how much you love him in his diary. You know what? I hope you both die.
Junior!
Hey, Jeffy, you want to be my partner?
I don't want to play these games.
Okay, you're my partner, yay!
Hey, Timmy, you want to be partners?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm already partners with Jeffy.
Aw, man, I'm stuck with the baby.
Wait, I can see up your skirt.
Cody, I wonder what the first game is.
Well, it involves balloons.
All right, kids, today's game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Bike Game.
You know what I like about the title of the game is you also understand the rules.
The rule for today's game is you and your partner will have a balloon, and you have to toss it back and forth to each other without it hitting the ground. Now, if it hits the ground, then the person that lets it hit the ground or lets it pop gets shot in the face. So who wants to go first?
Oh, Cody, we should go first and get it over with.
Okay, yeah, let's go first.
We want to go first.
All right, grab your balloon and get ready to start. Ready, start.
What the fuck, Junior? You're trying to kill me?
Well, no, you're supposed to hit it back, Cody.
But that's not fair. You sabotaged me.
I didn't sabotage. You're supposed to hit in the air.
Okay, whose fault is that, mine or his?
Sorry, kids. Rule the rules.
Yeah, Cody, you were the one that was supposed to hit it.
What? Junior, you motherfucker!
I'm sorry. I did try.
All right, who's next?
All right, we want to go next.
All right, don't let the balloon touch the ground. Your 30 seconds starts now. All
right, listen, Patrick. Go slowly.
Okay.
What the hell, dude? You almost hit the ground.
He looks like a big Granny Smith apple.
You're not supposed to catch it.
I'm going
to
bite it.
What are you doing? What the hell?
See you later, alligator.
Where am I going?
Well, better him than me, shit.
All right, who's next?
Okay, we're going next.
All right, don't hit it too hard.
That's all I do, babe.
Ha! Junior, you hear that? He called me babe.
Well, I hope he beats you like Chris Brown does to women.
Good one, man.
All right, your 30 seconds starts now.
Wait a minute. They're catching the balloon and then tossing it.
Well, I never said you couldn't catch it.
What? No, you said you have to hit it back and forth. You can't, like, do that.
No, the game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Face Game.
Okay, but that's bullshit. My friend died because we were hitting it, like, as hard as we could. Like, you didn't tell us you could catch it.
Well, you can't catch it. You just got to keep passing it back and forth.
Junior, this is so easy.
Yeah, man. I can't believe two people already died.
My friend died because you didn't explain that we could catch it. This is easy as shit.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win!
Yay!
That is bullshit. My friend died.
All right, next. We want to go next, I think.
I don't want to play these games.
All right, your timer starts now.
We're not horses. We're just squiddy squid game fuckaroos. I've already won these games before. I got $400 billion, but that doesn't make me happy. I want to die.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win. All right, you guys are the last group. Are you ready to play?
Wait, we can catch it, right?
Yeah, as long as you throw the balloon back and forth and don't let it touch the ground.
You're going to die, bitch.
What?
Your timer starts now.
He's a mean baby.
Go.
Okay.
Die.
What the fuck?
All right, you win! Congrats!
Now change my shitty diaper.
Okay, let's go!
So, friends from high school, it's been a while. How you been, Chuck?
I am just wondering what comes on me bacon burger.
Bacon, I would assume.
Ooh, I love bacon.
You know, Chuck, ever since you lost your eye in that paintball accident, you've been acting real different.
Damn it, don't call me Chuck! Call me Pirate Chuck.
Okay, Pirate Chuck. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I've been great. Real great. Going through my third divorce, I probably should have signed a prenup by now.
Yeah, probably. How about you, Babyface Bob?
Everything here's so expensive.
No, it's okay, buddy. I gotcha.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
What's the matter, Babyface?
No girls want to date me because of my babyface.
Is that why you're wearing an army uniform, even though you never served in the military?
Yeah, I thought it would make me look older.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
That's okay. Well, maybe we'll have a hot waitress. I can hook you up.
Hello, welcome to IHOP. Oh, dear God, you're here.
Oh, wow, you work everywhere, huh?
Yes, and you just have to eat everywhere.
I sure do. Hey, Babyface, I actually slept with her. I can get you in there.
Really?
Would your child like a booster seat?
Well, that's it. I'm going home. I'm taking off the uniform.
Don't take it off. Actually, ma'am, this is my friend, Babyface Bob. He's 45. And he's actually never served in the military, but don't worry. He's packing and he looks good in camo.
Okay, would you like anything to drink?
I'm sorry, Babyface. Well, actually, I'd like to get started with a big-ass stack of pancakes. I mean, I'm talking taller than me.
I asked you what you would like to drink.
Oh, well, I'll have a black coffee because I like my coffee like I like my women. Black. Well, actually, just that one woman that one time in college. So, I like my coffee like I like that one black woman in one, that one time in college. Actually, forget the coffee. I'll have milk. Because I like my milk like I like my women. Now, white and whole fat. Well, that was actually my ex-wife. So I actually want all almond milk because I like my almond milk like I like my women. Full of nuts. My nuts. I don't know why I would put my nuts in. But actually, you know what? I'll have water because I like my women like I like my water. Wet.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
I would like a big old waffle.
What the fuck, Chuck? We're at the International House of Pancakes. It's IHOP, not IHOW. If you want waffles, just go to Waffle House.
Well, I want a waffle.
Okay, you'll take a waffle, and what about for you, sir?
I'll have an omelet.
Oh, come on, it's not IHO. Why are we even at IHOP if we're not getting fucking pancakes?
I don't like pancakes.
Why did we even come to IHOP, then?
Because you said you wanted to come to IHOP.
That's right, I did.
Would your son like a kid's menu?
But he's not my dad!
Well, no, no, no.
no, it's okay. My very adult, very well-endowed friend.
Yeah, order for me.
Yeah, he would like some pancakes.
With smiley faces.
A very adult smiley face.
Yeah, and can I get a dollar for the claw machine?
If you eat all your pancakes.
Yes, sir.
Would your pet like anything to eat?
Oh, you mean Chester?
I'm all good, man.
Nah, Chester's good with the Cheetos. I actually used to smoke pot with him back in high school at the bus stop. He was my dealer. Okay. Well, the reason I called you guys here is because I signed my daughter up for the Murder Squid Games.
What?
But aren't they gonna kill her?
Oh, no, no, no. It's okay, because I put a tracker on her ankle, and I tracked her to the exact island where the games are being held. So I figure, after we eat our big-ass breakfast, and we go see the new Superman movie, I figure we can go to the island and save her.
Well, what do we get out of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have a big breakfast on me, and then we're gonna go to the Superman movie, but you're gonna have to pay for that.
What, really?
Oh, no, no, not you, Babyface. You're getting it for free. But after that, you know, I'm gonna have, like, $800 billion, so I'm just gonna give all you guys $1 million each.
Okay. Do you think that would make women want to sleep with me if I had $1 million?
No, but we can go to Vegas and I can take you to a brothel.
They didn't let me in last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, maybe I can get you a face transplant.
Okay, deal.
All right, everyone, here's your food.
Ma'am, I didn't order the French toast, but I'll accept it as long as it's not on the bill.
Okay.
And my pancakes could have been much taller.
Well, we ran out of pancake batter, that's why you have the French toast.
So put the toast on the pancakes!
Dad, they forgot the nose on my smiley face.
Don't call me Dad. Ma'am, they forgot the nose on the smiley face.
Well, I didn't make it.
She didn't make it.
I can't eat it without the nose on the smiley face.
He can't eat it without the nose.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm freaking out, it's scary without the nose. Give me a nose, give me a nose, give me a nose, give me a nose, give me a nose.
Right there. Is that better, champ?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't have as much milk as you guys. I want to be a big boy.
Now, do you want a tummy ache? You know you get colicky.
No, but can she heat it up so I don't get a tummy ache?
She's not going to sleep with you if you ask her to heat your milk up. Women don't like whiny men. Ma'am, I wanted water.
Well, you told me, like, 3 different drinks.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't even remember what woman this is supposed to be.
My bacon floppy.
And his bacon's floppy.
And mine's too crispy.
I didn't make it.
Mine's just right. Can you read me Goldilocks?
No, I'm not going to read you. How about you guys just swap bacons?
Nah, he already touched it. I don't want it.
Yeah, he got germs.
Hey, man, you touched my omelet earlier. I don't want that either. Man, can you take the omelet back and make me another one?
No, because even if I did, he still won't tip me.
Well, I'm not eating it.
I mean, I probably won't tip you. You're right.
Well, we want to see Superman.
Oh, it's at 10:15, but just let me take a few bites of my pancakes before we leave.
Wait. You ordered all those and you're only going to have one bite?
Well, it's not about the eating. It's about the spectacle of how tall they are.
Oh, get your bill.
Well, can you cut up my pancakes into small bites? I don't want to choke.
Okay, buddy.
And cut them up in squares, not triangles.
Fine.
And where's the syrup?
I thought I did the fucking starch.
Well, don't drown him. I don't want him to drown.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
Can you just chew it for me and spit it in my mouth?
No. Oh, I am so full. Where's that waitress with the bill? We're gonna miss Superman.
My tum-tum hurts, Daddy.
But don't call me Daddy. You didn't even eat all your food.
Well, it's too strong. You put too much syrup.
Can we stop at Starbucks on the way to the movie so I can get a cake pop? I didn't eat my omelet because it touched it.
No, we don't have time to stop at Starbucks.
I want a cake pop.
No, you don't get a cake pop. You didn't even eat all your food.
It's too soggy. It's your fault.
My bacon's still floppy.
Did you think that was gonna change?
Well, it's Superman 3D. I can't really wear glasses.
I want to watch a 3D movie. I want to see it pop out the screen.
No, it's not 3D. People don't see 3D movies.
Yay, no 3D movies.
Where the fuck is that waitress?
Can I get you anything else?
The bill! I've needed it for like 40 minutes.
Are you actually going to pay this time?
Yes.
25% tip.
It's going down, I'll tell you that.
Wait, you only took one bite of your pancakes?
Well, it's a stack of 10 pancakes, so if you think about it, I actually ate a whole pancake.
Oh, get your bill.
Can we stop by Starbucks?
You already fucking asked me and I said no.
Well, can we get gummy worms at the movies?
No, you didn't even eat your food.
Okay, can you take me to the bathroom? I gotta go boop boop.
You gotta go boop boop? No one is gonna sleep with you if you say things like that.
I can't hold it much longer.
Okay, let's go, hurry. I gotta save my daughter. Oh man, I hope we didn't miss the previews. And I can't believe they gave us a military discount because they thought you were in the military.
Do you think they think I'm an adult now?
Well, when you started bitching for the gummy worms and rolling around on the ground crying, it kind of broke the illusion.
I can't get my nerds open!
Oh, hold on, let me try.
Chester snuck some Cheetos in the damn movie and not sharing.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I love when he says that.
Can you guys please be quiet? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, shut up, bitch!
You wanna go?
Yeah, I wanna fucking go! Let's go!
Let's go.
This some people just don't know how to act in a movie theater. I can't get these open.
Oh.
What the fuck? We already missed a bunch of the movie! What? Wait, who is Lois? Why is there a dog? I've never seen a Superman movie. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We must have missed hours, because I don't know who this reporter guy is. What does this have to do with Superman? I mean, if he took his glasses off, he would kind of look like Superman, but Superman doesn't wear glasses, so that can't be him.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you yelling? You are ruining this movie experience. You know what, guys? I say we just do this tomorrow. How about we just all go home, you know, we get a good night's sleep, we rest up, we come back here tomorrow, and we watch this movie for real.
Why don't we just go to a later show?
No, because I've already seen this scene, so it's going to be in my head. You know, I need, like, 24 hours, like, refresh, to, like, wipe my memory of this scene.
Well, what about saving your daughter?
No. I am not in a headspace to save anybody right now. I got a belly full of buttermilk pancakes, you know? I don't know what's going on with this dog. I got to figure that out first. So I think we just all meet up back here tomorrow, okay?
Well, can we go see Elio?
We are not watching that shit.
Well, I mean, can you buy me a ticket? My mom can pick me up.
Okay, I will buy you a ticket. Just make sure she drops you off here tomorrow, okay?
Okay, at this time?
Yes, at this time. Well, a little bit earlier, because we were late.
Oh, I love being home alone without Boynie. I get to watch my trash TV.
Yeah.
Boynie, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the island saving your daughter.
Karen, you're never going to believe this. We went to IHOP, and that was mediocre. And then we tried to go see Superman.
Oh, Boynie, you were supposed to wait for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything. I missed half the fucking movie. Did you know he has a dog now?
Boynie, no spoilers. La, la, la. Go to the island, save your daughter.
I will go to the island tomorrow after I see Superman.
No, Boynie, you got to go right now. How do you know she's still alive?
Well, I have the tracker, Karen. If she was dead, they would have incinerated her body and the tracker would be gone.
How do you know that, Boynie?
I've seen the show.
Boynie, go save Penelope.
I will, after I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning to go see Superman.
No, you're going to go right when you wake up. No Superman, Boynie.
I'm going to go see Superman.
Well, can I go with you?
I didn't tell the boys you were coming.
Boynie.
Tell you what, if you get up on time, you can come with me.
That's a deal, Boynie.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Congrats on winning the first game, kids! If the majority of you vote to end the game now, the payout split between each of you would be about $65 billion each!
Wait. If we decide to end the games now, we would each get $65 billion.
Yup!
Shit, that sounds like a good payday. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I want to quit, like, right now.
I want to quit.
$65 billion isn't enough! What am I, poor? I want to keep playing!
Yeah, I'm greedy. I want to play.
I want to keep playing in honor of Cody!
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Why do you guys want to keep playing? $65 billion? You'll never spend that in a lifetime.
Yeah, y'all can't pass that up. What's wrong with y'all?
Well, Penelope, listen. Just vote to end the games now and we can end it.
No, I want to keep playing.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because my dad sent me here to win. And besides, I've already won these games, so because they're really easy.
Oh, my God.
All right, looks like we're playing more games! Get the rest, kids!
I am killing all of you in the next game.
We're not horses.
Jeffy, we're home from dinner. Oh, God, he's drunk.
Marvin, ever since Jeffy turned 21, he hasn't stopped drinking.
Jeffy, listen, I know you're drunk because, like, you're 21, you can drink now, but you're not supposed to be drinking. Jeffy.
My mommy and daddy are dead. All aboard the no parent train.
But Jeffy, no more blowing into the bottle.
Oh, I can do it without the bottle.
What? How's he doing?
I don't know, Mark.
I can't even do it with my butthole.
How?
I don't know. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Dance battle!
Oh, shit.
You go first.
Get out of my house with that weak-ass shit.
You're at my house.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, damn! Oh, ouch! Ooh.
Oh, you just got served by the 8th Judicial District of the state of Nevada.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently you trashed a hotel room in Vegas.
Oh, for Jeffy's 21st birthday, we did.
Yeah, so you just got served twice.
Oh, God. Oh.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
What? You gave Jeffy another beer?
No, I didn't give it to him.
Hey, I was drinking now.
No more drinking, Jeffy. I got served.
Oh, how good was his dancing?
Pretty fucking good.
Well, you'll get him next time, Marvin.
Not in these shoes. No. But listen, I got sued by Las Vegas.
What? Why?
Because we trashed the penthouse for Jeffy's 21st birthday.
You did what?
Happiest day of my life.
hookers.
What?
Okay, we didn't do anything with them. That was Chef Pee-Pee. Listen. Main point is I'm getting sued and we don't have any money. Hopefully the judge goes easy on me.
Marvin, the judge isn't going to go easy on you with your face tattoo.
I forgot my stupid face tattoo and my nose piercing. I look like a thug. Anybody with a face tattoo has no future.
Yeah, Marvin, you look terrible.
Oh, the judge is going to think I'm some type of hoodlum with this face tattoo. I have to get this tattoo removed.
Please do. I don't like it, Marvin.
I don't like it either. I didn't get it on purpose. Let me call a doctor and see if they can do like a skin graft or remove this tattoo.
I'll run my tip.
Hey there, somebody call a bald doctor?
Oh, you're still bald?
Yeah, we're waiting for that to grow back in. You know, it's cold everywhere I go, and I'm not really ready to be a hat guy yet. And no, before you ask, the carpet does not match the drapes. I got a Speedo full of brittle. It's like I'm smuggling Bob Ross in my panties. Yes, I wear my wife's panties, okay? So what? I like it. They feel snug. The thong part's kind of weird, though. It's like I'm flossing my ass. And let's just say I have a lot of food in my teeth. In my ass. What I'm saying is I have a lot of dingleberries. You don't really realize how bad you are at wiping until you wear a thong. It really gets up into those places you can't reach. But hey, dirty ass big bush, am I right, Marvin? Up top! Hell yeah. Is that why you called me or what?
That's not why I called, no. So, I got served papers from Las Vegas. We're being sued by, I'm being sued for that penthouse that we wrecked.
Classic.
So I have to go in front of a judge and I don't want this tattoo because it makes me look bad, so I was wondering if you could remove my tattoo.
Oh, I actually don't know how to do that.
What, you don't know how to remove a tattoo?
No, I mean, I know how to do all kinds of stuff, you know? I can do open heart surgery, I can build a house, I've been to the moon, but that's one of the few things I don't know how to do. I don't know how to remove a tattoo, or wipe my ass properly, or shave my pubes.
Oh, well, I mean, come on, you have to know how to do a skin graft. You can put skin over my tattoo.
See, that's another thing. That's another thing I never figured out how to do. Because, like, what do I do with the part I'm taking the skin off of? Is it just, like, bare and bleeding? I don't get that either.
I thought they could take skin from your butt and put it on your face.
Now, why would you want to do that? You'd have shit and dingleberries on your face. Oh, you actually wiped your ass right. That's right. See, if it was off of my ass, I would have shit and dingleberries on my face. But you know how to wipe.
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about it a lot with this thong.
Okay, so who would you say should remove my tattoo?
Well, you should talk to the guy who gave you the tattoo in the first place.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah, Bob, he could do it. Yeah, not Bob Ross, though, because he's in my panties.
Okay, I'll try calling Bob then.
Yeah, you do that. I have to go clock into my prison job. Catch you guys later.
Marvin, he doesn't wipe his ass?
I'm gonna call Bob. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on. Hello?
Marvin.
What, who's this?
It's Bob.
Bob, I was just about to call you. How are you doing?
I'm in jail, buddy.
Why are you in jail?
Pissed on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you piss on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I didn't know it was a Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was a random building. So a bunch of kids from a birthday party come running out. They saw it. Kept pissing. Couldn't stop. Saw it stream.
Okay, well, buddy, I was going to call you because I want this tattoo on my face removed. And I want to know if you could remove it.
Well, sure, buddy. If you bail me out, I can remove it.
Yeah, I'll come bail you out. Yeah, what's your bail? Probably, $20?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm on my way, buddy. You stay right there.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna go bail Bob out of jail so he can remove my tattoo. So you just watch Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Bob, I'm here to bail you out.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here? I was just at your house.
Well, I'm here to bail Bob out.
Oh, you saw Bob get arrested? Yeah, pissing on a Chuck E. Cheese. Gets him every time. Can't say I blame him, though. Chuck E. Cheese does have the most pissable buildings. Every time I see a Chuck E. Cheese, I just want to piss right on it. Just feels right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have $20 for his bail.
$20? No, his bail's $40. A lot of kids saw him pissing.
$40?
Yeah, the problem is he didn't stop.
It was a solid stream.
He just keeps saying that.
Well, you don't want to interrupt the solid stream of piss.
Well, that's true, but when 24 kids are watching, I think you legally have to.
24 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, all I have is 20.
Huh. Tell you what, we're friends and Bob is cool, so that's fine. All right, Bob, you made bail.
Sweet, because I got pissed.
Okay, well, there's a toilet right there, buddy.
No, I just hold it until I see a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you can't do that anymore, Bob.
Hold it until I see a Dave & Buster's.
No.
Don't go.
That's better. Come on.
So, Bob, you're going to remove my tattoo, right?
Yeah, I left the machine at my buddy's house. Let me just knock on the door and grab it real quick.
Okay.
Malkovich!
Bob, you forget you owe me money?
Oh, shit. I owe this guy money, Marvin.
What, you owe him money?
You made it very easy to kill you. You came straight for my door. You know, I heard that the small intestine was 20 foot long. I'd like to find out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave.
No. And a friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. Plus, I would love to play with 40 foot of small intestine.
Oh, hey, listen, I don't owe you money. Bob owes you money, so you guys should figure that out on your own.
No, you owe me money now, too.
Oh, how much does he owe you?
$50,000.
$50,000? Why would you borrow $50,000 from him?
I had a gambling problem.
Oh, okay, well, listen, I'm sure we could pay you the money back someday.
I want it
tonight.
How are we supposed to get $50,000 in a night?
I don't know. Rob a bank or something. I don't care. I don't give shit.
But all the banks are closed. There's no way to rob them in the night time.
There's a 24-hour bank over that way.
Fuck, do you know how to rob a bank?
Fuck, we can try.
Okay, we're gonna go try. You already have a mask on, so I'll just put on a bandana or something.
All right, bot, keep it cool.
Welcome to the 24-hour bank. How may I help you?
Yes, me and my friend here would like to make a withdrawal.
Okay, what's the account number?
AR-15.
Give me the money, bitch!
Oh my God, please don't hurt me!
Don't scream, we're only here for the money.
And the lollipops!
No, not the lollipops!
Here, fill the money up in the bag.
Okay, okay.
Hey, you better not press the silent alarm, he will shoot.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, Bob's crazy. My glasses. Oh shit. Ma'am, can you hear my glasses? Oh, I put fingerprints in my glasses.
Oh shit, Marvin, we gotta go!
Don't say my name! Oh shit. Oh man, I can't believe we actually did it.
You go with my money?
Yep, it is right there.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it. You know you're already on the news.
What, we're on the news?
Yeah, look behind me.
Breaking news, MK! A local bank has been robbed for $50,000, and the only evidence left behind was security footage of this man with a tattoo over his left eye and one fingerprint. If you've seen this person, please call Crime Stoppers.
They got my fingerprint, and they saw the tattoo on my face!
Duh, it looks like you're screwed anyway. I'll be taking my mom.
Well, actually, the reason we came here in the first place is you have a tattoo removal machine, right?
No, I don't have a tattoo remover machine.
Well, you said it was here, Bob.
Yeah, it is here. This is the guy.
No, I sold it.
But why would you sell it?
He owed me $50,000.
Well, we stole $50,000, so you owe us some money back for that tattoo machine.
I don't give a shit, bitch. Go try to someone else.
Oh, wow, you are very rude. Oh, so is there any other way you can remove the tattoo?
No.
Well, I go to court in the morning. If the judge sees this tattoo and they saw it on the news, I'm going to get arrested for that. I guess I could just wear a hat or an eye patch or... God, I'm so screwed.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boer. And today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Marvin, who is being accused of trashing and vandalizing his penthouse suite in Las Vegas, Nevada, resulting in $20,000 of property damage. Mr. Marvin, I already find you guilty of not inviting me to your party. Sounds like a hell of a time. Mr. Marvin, there are no cowboy hats allowed in my courtroom. I know you're a party animal, but you must take it off.
Sorry, Your Honor.
There are no baseball hats allowed either. No hats of any kind.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Sorry about that, Your Honor.
No sunglasses either.
Sorry, Your Honor. I have a headache. The light's really bright, but yeah, I'll take them off. Yeah. What was I thinking?
No eye patches.
Oh, come on. What if I was a pirate or missing an eye?
Are you a pirate or missing an eye? I remind you, you are under oath at all times in my courtroom, so lying would be very bad.
No, I'm not a pirate or missing an eye.
Then take it off.
Okay, I'm taking it off. I took it off, okay?
You must be fucking with me. No football helmets in my courtroom.
Okay, damn, I'll take it off. There's so many rules. All right, look, it's off. See, it's off now.
Mr. Marvin, please look at me. I demand eye contact in my courtroom at all times. My father didn't give me enough attention as a child, and when people don't look at me, it makes me sad.
Okay, look, damn. Look, here I am.
Mr. Marvin, why are you holding up your tie?
I wanted you to see it. It's a nice tie, right? It's all blue.
Yes, Mr. Marvin, it is a very nice tie. A little too nice. It'll distract me if you hold it up the whole time. Damn it, it's so blue. Say, you're already distracting me. Put it down.
Okay. Hey, look, we can talk.
What are you looking at? What's down there?
I'm checking if my shoes are untied.
You don't have shoelaces. Look at me, Father! I mean, Mr. Marvin, just please, look at me. I beg you.
Okay, but can I please use the bathroom real quick? My stomach hurts.
Yes, you can, Daddy, but please come back. I miss you. I mean, yes, just hurry up, Mr. Marvin.
Okay, thanks.
The last time he left, he said he was going out to get milk, and then he never came back.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Father, you've returned! Mr. Marvin, why are you wearing toilet paper on your head?
Oh, I bumped my head on the toilet,
and it was bleeding a lot, so I bandaged it up with toilet paper.
Oh, my word. Are you okay? Come over here and let me take a look. I minored in medicine in law school, so I can let you know if it's serious.
No. It's fine. It feels better now. It was just a little cut, but it stopped bleeding. I can feel it.
No, I insist, Dad. Let me take a look at it. Let me prove to you I can be the doctor you wanted me to be.
No, I swear it's fine. It's really fine.
Mr. Marvin, if you don't bring your ass over here, I'll hold you in contempt.
Okay, Dad. There's nothing to look at.
This whole thing's dumb and stupid.
Let's see. Yeah. Hmm. It is very bruised. My word. Your bruise is exactly the same shape as Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
That's weird because I hit it on the toilet bowl.
Wait a minute. Wasn't somebody with a Mike Tyson face tattoo wanted for robbing a bank?
I never heard of that. That must be a dream.
Bailiff, come here. Check his DNA and fingerprints to see if they match the ones left behind at the scene of the robbery. If they do match, I sentence you to 25 years in prison.
Oh, okay, but I'm not even here for all that. I'm here for the hotel vandalization.
You're right. Yes, let's wrap this up in one nice big bow, shall we? If your DNA and fingerprints do match the robbery, then I'll find you guilty of the vandalism as well. But if they don't, you're free to go. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, here are your fingerprints, and here are the fingerprints from the bank robber. If these two match, you're going to jail. I just can't tell the difference between these, can you?
I mean, I think they're super different.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I just can't tell. I'm not good at this. It's like one of those spot the difference pictures. I just can't do it.
I mean, I just feel like this side's darker than that one.
I mean, if you say so, man, I'll have to take your word for it. I guess I could get, like, a pen and go through it like a maze, but that would take fucking forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a point because of just how different it would they'd be so different.
Maybe it's like one of those pictures where you stare at it, you look at a wall, and you see Jesus. No, it's just squiggles.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they're just so different.
I'm going to have to take your word for it. I can't do these. That's another thing I'm not good at, you know? I'm not good at telling the difference between fingerprints. I'm not good at skin grafts. I'm not good at removing tattoos, wiping my ass, or shaving my pubes. That's five things I can't do.
Well, I mean, even if these fingerprints did perfectly match, I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and it's been proven that two people have had the same fingerprints.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what the hell are we even doing here? These are clearly the same, but they could belong to anybody.
I mean, there's 8 billion people. I mean, you want to go check all 8 billion people?
Yeah, 10 fingers each? I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fuck that. Yeah, it's a long time.
Oh, wait. The bank robber did have a Mike Tyson tattoo, though.
Okay, but out of all 8 billion people, how many people know about Mike Tyson and The Hangover and wanted the same face tattoo?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these could be Mike Tyson's fingerprints for all I know.
Exactly.
I've never seen his fingerprints.
Yes, so have a nice day.
Yeah, you're free to go. Wait. By the way, Marvin, I wanted to tell you, I looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to do a skin graft, and I've been practicing on my own ass, so I have a bunch of spare skin if you want to try it.
There you go, Marvin. Can I do a skin graft or what? And you better appreciate it, because I literally gave you the skin off of my ass. That's how good of a friend I am. Hey, if you want some hair, I can give you my ball skin, too.
Hey, Danny.
Question. How long is too long to eat an onion ring you found underneath the refrigerator?
What?
3.5 months? Is that too long?
Yeah, that's too long, Jeff. You're not eating an onion ring you found in the refrigerator. It has green mold on it.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So about 3.5 months ago, I put this onion ring underneath the refrigerator because I wanted to grow an onion. Well, it didn't, so now I want to eat it.
You're not going to eat it, Jeffy. It's gross.
Not going to eat it or not supposed to eat it?
Both. You're not going to eat it. Give me the goddamn onion ring. You're not eating this. There's someone at the door.
Hello? What? Goodman?
Is that a goddamn onion ring?
Yeah.